Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Venice Film Festival, specifically at the Giornate degli Autori, and also, even more specifically, we'll be discussing the Miu Miu Women's Tales films with one of this year's directors. Well, it's Chloe Sevigny. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
And your film is Carmen, which is number 13 in the series. Lucky for some, are you superstitious?
The 13. It's supposed to be bad luck, right?
I'm not really sure. Well, it can be good luck or bad luck. My grandfather, I think.
I think it's the best of the series.
Oh, is it really? How dare you? Yes. Well, there is something about the name Carmen.
Yes.
You know Bizet's Carmen. It's a lovely, great opera, fantastic opera.
Yes.
But in your film, it's something different. And maybe you'd like to introduce it for us a little bit.
Carmen is a short film about a comedian called Carmen Lynch, who's in a strange city doing her act and kind of the travails that she experiences while she's there. I was very interested in making a piece about an artist on the road. I'm so often on the road in strange towns alone, and sometimes I have a good day's work, and sometimes I have a bad day's work, and sometimes I meet people, and sometimes I'm all alone, and I just, so much of my life is spent like that, and lots of my friends, too, that are in bands or fine artists, you know. I just wanted to try and capture what that feels like.
I hear you. I travel a lot myself, so I definitely understand what you're talking about. Some days can be good, some days can be bad. It can be very demanding. But how do you capture that, the essence of being on the road, of being in the moment on the road?
Well, I mean, it's more of a gesture of capturing that. In 10 minutes, it's hard to really capture anything. But I think I did a pretty good job. I mean, you have her on stage, and she kind of flops one night, and then she's at a bar, and she's all alone, and, you know, some guy kind of makes a move on her, and she's not interested, and then she's walking around the town, and she's going into a shop, and more men kind of bother her, and then she goes on stage again and she has a success, and she walks through and you see her having her success on stage. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's very simple concept, but very effective. Have you seen it?
Well, very effective. It's screening today, so this is a preview interview.
Okay.
And actually, best of luck before I forget to tell you. But I did read, however, in the short piece on it, on the catalogue, that you were inspired by one film in particular, The King of Comedy, we remember, which is kind of appropriate now with the recent passing of Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
But, you were inspired by that.
That was so, I mean, Jerry Lewis and King of Comedy are so out of sorts for Jerry Lewis. It's very, yes. I think people keep citing that because it's, like, so hip, but it was really, like, the least like Jerry Lewis of all the Jerry Lewis movies.
Right. Although I think it came closest to him than any other film, because if you see him in interviews, he's a really cool, like, suave guy. You see him in interviews where they were still smoking on TV, there, like,
more him as a person and less his persona.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is actually an interesting thing, too.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyways, let's get back on track. Why did that film inspire you? I mean, you know, deals with the theme of comedy and stuff, but Sandra Bernhardt's character in particular inspired.
I think I just wanted to find an artist that already had some work that she was doing. It didn't necessarily have to be a comedian, you know, a performance artist or something. Someone that I could try and create a character with. And I like this, like in King of Comedy, you can't tell if Sandra is supposed to be in high school or she's in her 30s or she's kind of stunted. And I find like the women, you know, when you get into your late 30s, which Carmen is, and which I am now, early 40s, is like when you're stuck between being a girl and a woman, this kind of like ambiguity, and like, do you have to put away the knee socks or can you continue on? And so it's more of exploring a little bit of that as well.
And one thing that I was thinking about when I think of that film and her character is that I just picture her walking a lot.
Yes.
She walks a lot, but it seems like she's always walking around the same.
Yes, exactly. With those long strides because she's so tall. Yes.
Exactly. So there's
she's
a lot
a
of
stalker.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movement in her character. So in a way, it's exploring life on the road, but a different type of road.
I guess so. I mean, she keeps him captive in the house. She's more keeping, you know, there's like that whole sequence in the house where she sings for him and whatnot. But there's a lot on the streets of Manhattan. Yeah, chasing him down the street and whatnot. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. And, also, it's very interesting to see that you've directed, this is your second short that you've directed. And how are you finding the directing process?
I love it.
First of all, why did you decide to
why? It's something I've been wanting to do since I was young, and it just took me a while to get there. I think that I grew up working with so many really accomplished filmmakers, auteurs, and I think that I became more intimidated by the idea of the process of trying to do my own thing. I think that I held them in such high regard that I never thought that maybe I would have something to contribute in the way these great artists have. And in entering my 40s, I've found more within myself that I wanted to tell and had to get it out there, and was frustrated as an actress, always giving myself over to everybody else, and I wanted to have more of my own things. So I just decided to go for it.
So you were intimidated by the process. Was it like self-criticism a little bit? And did that go away?
I'm more intimidated by the process of, like, say you work with a Lars von Trier. I mean, he's Lars von Trier, right? And I work with Werner Herzog, and I work with Jim Jarmusch and Harmony Korine and Larry Clark and, like, all these great, you know. And more the idea of, or more, you know, having to get people behind you and excited about your idea and believe in you and, you know, finding the enthusiasm to go out, to get the money, to get the, you know, all of the things that are entailed to make movies. A lot of work. But I came up with an idea and I made this crazy image thing to go along with it, and I got people on board, and people were really, I mean, it's all about the idea, I think it comes down to. If you have a great idea, people want to come on board. And my first short film, Kitty, people loved the idea, and I had just come out with this book, and I had done these fashion lines, so people always knew me as kind of an aesthetic person, and, you know, said, whatever you want to do on the screen, I feel like I want to help you. I want to help you find that and capture that. So I was really lucky in the sense that I also got to pull from a lot of people I've worked with over the years, like Seamus McGarvey, the cinematographer. I'd worked with him, and he shot Atonement and a lot of beautiful films, and he came on board to shoot for me. And after that, you know, I just was pulling people that I've worked with over and over again.
In other words, it is a commitment, though. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's kind of like you are, as you direct more and more,
it feels more pure. I mean, that's why my first one, Kitty, I didn't want to do with a brand either. I mean, it was financed by a refinery, but I didn't have to have any product in it, so it got to be more of a pure gesture. And I feel like even when I'm in a film as an actress and I'm out promoting it, I don't feel as, well, you should ask the director that question. Do you know what I mean? I only can contribute so very much, you know? And so I wanted to have something that I could call my own that wasn't a product. Like, because I had done this fashion line with Opening Ceremony for years, and I loved that. And it was so, I mean, really, I feel like was like my training actually in, like, for making films, for selling people on an idea and making a story, around a T-shirt or whatever it was. Do you know what I mean? And which is an art in itself, but I just didn't want to produce any more products. I didn't want to put anything like that out into the world anymore. I wanted to do something that was, I mean, people are very inspired by clothes, and it can make them feel all kinds of ways and really wonderful. But then I'll see a girl, and she said, I spent all of my paycheck on those shoes. I love those shoes. They're my favorite shoes. I'm like, I'm so glad they're your favorite shoes, but then I feel bad about the paycheck. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because, I mean, my clothes, oh, goodness. Also, technology with me, it's like, I can't, you know, I'd rather travel and do stuff.
Yeah.
We're back to the road again, I guess. But I always did wonder about that, because when people refer to directing, they kind of don't talk about... They talk about the traditional things that you talk about when you talk about directing, but there's a lot more to go with it. So that's why I was saying it's a commitment. So.
Yeah, it's a big commitment. And the edit and the promotion and all the rest, yes.
Anyway, but of course, Miu Miu, Women's Tale, how did that happen?
I actually approached Verde. She's one of the producers of the Women's Tales. I've known her since I was one of the Miu Miu girls, like the second one in like 1996, and I've known her throughout the years being involved with the brand. And I'd seen some of the tales, and I approached her, and she said, well, normally we approach the directors. And I said, well, I have this really great idea. I think it's really in line with what you're doing, and it really is a women's tale. And it's really empowering, and I think it deals with a lot of issues that women are facing today, a lot of pressures that women are facing. And I said, I think you should take a look at it. And I sent her Kitty, my first film, and she loved it. And then I sent her footage of Carmen doing her stand-up so she could get a sense of what her humor was about. And they went for it, so I was really lucky. Yeah.
While we were saying that, I just realized as well that there's something about women's comedy. For some reason, there's this notion that, like, women aren't funny. So I was wondering whether...
Really? You think so?
Well, people have said it time and time again. I don't think so at all. I think there's lots of funny women, even in everyday life.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard that women aren't funny. I think...
Unfortunately, yeah. It has been said. But,
I also like in Carmen... Carmen is like the only woman you see other than the waitresses. And when I first went to see her in real life do her stand-up act, she was sitting in the middle of the bar and there were all the waitresses on one side fixing drinks and whatnot, and on the other side was all the male comics. And the comedy world is very male, but almost every industry is, so we can apply that to almost every industry. And she was just sitting in the middle drinking a soda. So I copied that scenario and put it in the movie because I just felt like it was very, realistic to her life and what happens, and you're all with all these male comics and you're the one girl. And I've seen her time and time again, and she's been the only girl on stage. And just like here at the film festival, and how many female directors are there, it's just the percentages are off.
Not many. That's true. It's been a big thing. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure. I don't want to keep you too long. You
sorry,
had tea there,
Italian.
Yeah. What?
I'm sorry, I thought you were Italian.
Irish. I was born in how did you know? I didn't tell you that.
That's soft Irish.
Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Sweetie.
And I wish you all the best with the screening.
I hope you like the movie. Are you going to come?
Absolutely. I'm definitely going.
Will you tell me after?
Yeah, sure. If I like it, otherwise I'll be cycling around And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.